just a little while longer. Do yourself no harm, we're all here. Straight Talk. I'm your host, Dr. T.J. Straight. Get those Bibles out, those pen and pencils out. Call someone, let them know the man of God is on the air in the name of Jesus. The toll-free prime number is 1-866-922-4434. That's 1-866-922-4434. You're welcome to get up to the get. Touch that now. Praise the Lord. All you out there in radio land, it's the Straight Talk. I'm your host, Dr. T.J. Straight. Never last time ever made up mind. Christ, you come back anytime. Never got me ready all the time. Toll free prayer line number is 1-866-922-4434. That's 1-866-922-4434. You're where to go to the get home. Talk to me quick. Happy, happy Jesus to all you listeners out there in radio land. We thank and praise God for all the people of God and how God is blessing. And the people, we in the midst of a great time. Oh, my goodness. God showing up and showing out in Meridian, Mississippi. Oh, we had a nice, amen, nice people, nice crowd come out there. Amen. And people, the miracles, the signs and wonders. Amen. I'm going to let you hear some of them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Of what God has done. I mean, people being called out. Nobody knew nothing about nobody. And God, through the word of knowledge, is letting us know what's happening in people's lives, and they're getting healed of it. A guy with an enlarged heart, well, a sister with an enlarged heart, so likewise with this other guy. And she ran to the back, to the church back and forth, and she was not out of breath. And she had been molested, amen, as a child coming up. Amen. She had to, and you know, when that happens, you just can't. It's hard, amen, to comprehend a tragedy like that. That's messed up. But out of all those years, amen, this girl, she's about 40 something years old, this woman, and she was able to let go. She was able to get over that, from that crushed spirit, that broken heart. And I want to say something to y'all about the broken heart and crushed spirit in the book of in the book of Psalms, in the 34th chapter. God healed her of a bruised heart, a bruised spirit, and also a natural heart was healed. And not only that, amen, praise God, a lady, some facing court, facing jail, God delivered, amen, in that area, verified everything that was going on, and great things happened. If God verified this, and this is only what they knew and God knew at the time. And a lot of you out there in radio land, amen, praise God, you know, you think this is some type of psychic network. It's not. ESP will put you in hell. Amen. All this type of psychic network. No. A psychic will mess your life up. A witch doctor will mess your life up. This is the power of God in action. And I know if you just stay tuned, amen, for the next, amen, 25 or 20 4 minutes, you're going to tremendously experience the power of God in your life. And I know you will. The number to call is 1-866-922-4434. You hear that? The lines are open. They're open. And so when you call that number, I want to minister to you. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God through the radio right now. But when you call, get your name on the prayer list. Get somebody that's facing court, getting ready to go to court and everything else. God's going to rule in your favor. Amen. I'm telling you. And I know, look, we all know how children act. But yet still, God's going to deliver. God's going to set people free. But in Psalms, amen, the 34th chapter of Psalms, this is something that would guarantee to bless you. So get your Bibles. Don't listen to this broadcast without a BPP, Bible, pad, and pencil. A Bible, pad, and pencil. In the 34th chapter of Psalms, starting at verse 18, read it.
The Lord is not unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit.
He's closer to you. That's why. You his children. Mm-hmm. When you got 10 children in the house, And one of them, I don't care if it's the oldest one, the second to the oldest one, or the middle one, or the last one, or the second one to the last child. Yeah. It could be number 8, number 7, or number 2, or number 1. That's why I always call people that in orders. How many children you got? You got 5. I say, God's going to touch the number 4. You know what I'm saying? The 4th one. But yet still, you could be praying for them. Now, the one that's sick, the one that's hurting, the one that's going through the trial, the one that's getting ready to face court, the one, amen, that's got an affliction in their body, who are you going to be closer to? You'll leave work for that child. You wouldn't even go to work because of that child. Because that child's a part of you. And therefore, you will say, well, I'm not going to work. Well, you don't come to work, you'll be fired. And then you say, well, look here, I'd rather lose my job than lose my child. See what I'm saying? You done made a decision. And so you're close to that child because that child is sick. And you'll stay there with them. And there come times that when mama got to go to work, and daddy is at work, and daddy, amen, love the child, but he can't now. He got to, mama need to be at home with the children. So mama at home. You notice them flies don't ever stop flying until things get busy. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I understand they move by vibration. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. Amen. But this is my point, people. Now, the reason I was saying was there's a fly got inside the studio. He's flying around. I always tell people, come on in, shut the door. I tell them all the time, hey, you know, you got people to get crazy. I don't waste time with crazy people. And what happens is when it comes down with people being sick or people being in an afflicted state, your heart is out to them. You care for them. And God, being a good father, the Bible says, around about 8th chapter, verse 5, I believe it is, of the book of Deuteronomy, he said that, and thou shalt consider as a father chastening his son, so does thou, Lord thy God, chasten thee. As God, our Father, chastens us, who received not, you went to something for what that say? Yes. What?
Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord thy God chastens thee.
Okay, so God chastens us, right?
Yes.
Go to Hebrews real quick in the book, 12th chapter of Hebrews, and look at it around my verse 7. And read this. See, God our Father, Jesus said, when you pray, 6 and 9 of the book of St. Matthew, when you pray, say, our Father, God's your Father. I read on, what?
If ye endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons.
See that? God deals with you as what? Sons. Uh-huh.
For what son is he whom the father chastens not?
What? No, wait a minute. If your father don't whoop you, something wrong. Mm. What father has a son that he don't train? You're training for failure, or you're training them for prosperity and for their posterity? To carry your legacy and your name on. So when it comes down to somebody as children of God, that's sick and suffering, going back to the 34th chapter of the book of Psalms, and verse 18, he's nigh of them of a broken heart, and save us such of a contrite spirit. Those that have been wounded and bruised, amen, God's more closer to you, it's like you would be towards your children. He's more closer to you than anybody else. Why? You remember the prodigal son, the 15th chapter of St. Luke? The elder brother, when the boy came home, was mad, upset at him. And the father, because the father had worried about this boy. It's like God, like Jacob, worried about Joseph when he thought he was dead and the lion had tore him up to bits and everything else. And all he had to grieve over was nothing but a bloody coat that he had gave his son. Amen. Because he saw that there was a spirit, an anointing of God upon this boy's life. Amen. They called him a dreamer. And he had a coat of many colors that God, amen, told Jacob to put on this boy. Because he was different from all his brothers. Mm-hmm. And yet still, he grieved for this boy. What happened when a son goes astray? Mm-hmm. The mother's heart goes out. The father's heart go out. But they know they can't go out with him. Mm-hmm. But yet still, they're concerned about him. And they've been saying, would a child ever come home? Good news, the children coming home. Yes. God told me years ago, amen, praise God, if I keep his commandments, keep his ways, and the children that are going astray will come back one day. Mm. They'll come back, amen. And I'm telling you right now, I know what I'm saying to you. Though they have gone astray, they're going to come back one day. How that sound to you? They're going to come back humble, though. When the prodigal son come back, he can say, look at me, I'm riding a Mercedes. No, he didn't come out. Look at me. I'm riding on dromedaries. Other words, another name for camels, the fast-running camels. Mm-hmm. You got camels that got humps on their back and got those that don't have the humps on their back. Mm-hmm. So he come in with the ones, amen, praise God, that's got the two humps. Amen. Like he riding in some type of fancy car. He's come back in. No, he didn't come in that way. He come back in busted, disgusted, hoping to be trusted. He come back in messed up. This is how you receive them. After the world done got through with them, amen, I tell you, they'll come home. Mm-hmm. But you need to leave them alone. I got an old saying, said, little Bo Peep done lost her sheep. Don't know where to find them. But leave them alone, they'll come home, wagging their tails behind them. They'll come back in. They'll come. They will come back. But you, right now, what you do, you stand for what you stood for. They stood for the world. You stood for righteousness and holiness. You stood for God. They stood for Satan. They lived the world of sin. You lived the world of righteousness and holiness and purity. Mm-hmm. Amen. You done just that. And so leave them alone. They'll come in. All you got to do is put that prayer up there and say, Lord, remember that I taught them your word. Because it's their word against your word. Your word against their word. And that's how it works. Now, Bible said, now them of a broken heart. Now, what are you going to do? He's going to heal that. He's going to mend that heart. God's children have went astray. But God said, amen, one day, I'll get them. If I don't get them, I'll get their sons and their sons' sons. But they're going to come to me. And here what happened. When Adam got his next son named Seth, he trained him. He told him about God. Mm. Amen. And Seth, amen, became a righteous man seeking the face of God. They gave him a place of Abel. Abel sought after God. Mm. Cain sought after the world. You know, when people get mad at you, they'll do everything they can to frustrate you and intimidate you. When you won't do what I say do, somebody else will. Mm. How that sound? Somebody else will. God will put somebody else, other sheep that's not of this fold, God will use them to help me get this message across to all you out there in radio land. Mm. You listen to Straight Talk. I'm your host, Dr. TJ Straight. And God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Now listen, a lot of you have been suffering, amen, with a broken heart, a crushed spirit. Amen. And that's what it is. Your spirits feel so low. You feel like going to the gambling casinos. You feel like going and getting drunk. Amen. You feel like drawing all the shades, amen, in your house and sit up there while the sun is shining. You rather sit in darkness. You rather put some black masks over your eyes and just sit there and say, oh, woe is me. I'm suffering. What's going to become of me? And you're going through an area of state of depression. But I'm saying, get up off your do little. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Or your do less and stop willing to stick a do little and start doing something about yourself by saying, Lord Jesus, here am I. Again, one more time. He saved us such of a conquering spirit. Verse 19 says what?
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
The righteous people are many afflictions. The Bible says again about 3rd chapter of 2nd Timothy, around about verse 12 and 13. The Bible tells us, amen, all that will live godly shall suffer persecution. Evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. So many are the affliction of the righteous. So the righteous people going to go through this. Jesus said in 10th chapter, saying, look, I'll send you amongst sheep, send you as sheep amongst wolves. And they want to tear the sheep up. But what's the sheep protection? Huh? The shepherd. Who's your shepherd? Jesus. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Right on. Shall I say, right on. Mm-hmm. And so they goes out. And God's going to lead them to green pastures. Read the 10th chapter, St. John. You'll see. But he says, many are the affliction of the righteous. It's verse 19. What?
But the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Is that word D-E-L-E-I-V-E-R-T-H?
Yes, sir.
That word delivereth. See, he delivereth. He continues to bring you out of every situation that you're going through. Paul said, I believe it was in Corinthians, where Paul said, amen, but praise be to God who delivers us out of all these temptations. That delivers us from all things. Praise be to God that delivers us. That delivers us. But out of them all, that's what he said. He said, out of them all, God delivereth me. I think that's 4th chapter. Timothy, somewhere in that area, when he says, stop the mouths of lions. Amen. And out of all these things, God delivereth me. So look at that. All what you're going through, you're going to be delivered out of. And it's all going to be for good. You're not going to jump out of the fire into the frying pan or out the frying pan to the fire. You're going to jump right out, amen, of the fire and become gold. Become, amen, whole. Become prosperous. That's what's going to happen to you. And that's how you're made. All diamonds, all rubies, all emeralds, all any type of, amen, precious gems, amen, like diamonds, topaz, sapphires, They are made, amen, through pressure. Even pearls are made through pressure. But I think that's Timothy, the fourth chapter, 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter somewhere. Out of them all, God delivered me from out of them all, something like that. But anyway, but in Corinthians, it says the same thing. But anyway, my point why I'm bringing this out to you, because a lot of you are going through this thing right now. And that's what happened in service last night, how the power of God flowed and people was healed and delivered and set free. People, you need to get yourself out there. Amen. Praise God. You hear the sound? The lines are open. You need to get yourself out there. Get yourself out there to them services. Are you hearing this? You need to get out there tonight. And what God did last night, we don't want to talk about last night. We want to talk about what he's going to do tonight. Service kicks off at 7:30 there in Meridian, Mississippi at the Boys and Girls Club. 1717 Highway 45. You can go to my website and all the information is on that. My website is tjstraitsministries.com. tjstraitsministries.com. Go there. And a lot of testimonies and many other things are going to be there. And God's going to, many other things, teaching materials, books, CDs, DVDs. All this is guaranteed to bless you, to build your faith up. Amen. Faith come out hearing, hearing by the word of God. Except you see miracles, you will not believe. A lot of people need to see miracles. And that's what happened right now, this day and time. One sister asked a question last night. I said, what you think of this? She said, awesome. She said, powerful. I said, you believe in God doing this? I said, oh, yes. I said, well, that's, you see anything like this in Meridian, Mississippi? She said, no, sir. Oh, they don't do no stuff like that around here. Mm-mm. I said, okay. He just tickled you the way he talked. I said, God is blessing, and God's going to bless you tremendously here. And the toll-free prime number calls 1-866-922-4434. 1-866-922-4434. You listen to Straight Talk. I'm getting ready to pray for you in just a little bit. Amen. 1-866-922-4434. Your way out the ghetto to the get more. Who's ever come unto me, and no wise would I cast out. Live on radio. Do you believe that God still works miracles in 2017? Well, come and find out and watch God in action at the Boys and Girls Club, 1717 45th Avenue in Meridian, Mississippi, July 10th through the 14th at 7:30 p.m. nightly. Yes, I am the doctor, Dr. T.J. Straight. Come and see the power of God in action. It's not a magic show, but a miracle service at July 10th through the 14th in Meridian, Mississippi, the Boys and Girls Club, 7:30 nightly.
Dr. T.J. Straight will be live in revival on July 10th through the 14th at the Boys and Girls Club in Meridian, Mississippi at 7:30 p.m. Bring the sick, the hurt, the lame, and watch the power of God in action. That's July 10th through the 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club. For more information or if you like transportation, call toll-free 1-866-922-4434. That's 1-866-922-4434. You're listening to Scrape Talk Live with Dr. T.J. Scrape. Your promise a positive message for today's negative society. So stay tuned and witness God in action.
Behold, I love you with everlasting love. The book of the cats if I drove thee. And a happy, happy Jesus to you one more time. Amen. Amen. Going through to the break just then and just took. Amen. People calling in here. You hear the sound? People calling in. No, keep the calls coming in. People, I don't care. I'm in the middle of a message, but you keep the calls coming in. You listen to Straight Talk Live. And that means we're live on radio. Well, this is what I do. Amen. You know, you can catch us, amen, every day on this station. Every single day, the station you listen to on this broadcast on, and I know you're being tremendously blessed. The number to call is 1-866-922-4434. Excuse me, I gotta keep on repeating this because a lot of people out there need this prayer line. And somebody right now, amen, that they need to hear this, amen. I see a Shavaka. I see a Peach right now. I'm saying this is somebody's name, Peach. It might be your nickname, Peaches. But God, amen, God wants to touch you right now. That's a Mary. This is this broadcast. God wants to heal you and deliver you. Well, I mean, want to. You can get your healing right now. Why I'm ministering to you, because everything that's coming out of my mouth right now is by inspiration, amen, of the Holy Spirit. And God's touching you this very moment. As those people are being touched in every service now, here is going on. Amen. This is going to be our fourth night. Get out there to Meridian, Mississippi at the Boys and Girls Club. Amen. And I promise you, a great time in the Lord. And a lot of you are going through afflictions and going through trials and going through tribulations, but many are the affliction of the righteous. But the Lord delivered them from out of them all. This is not a magic show, but it's a miracle service. And right now, I cannot heal a rooster with a sore throat, but God using me to pray the prayer of faith and to speak a word that can't heal. Jesus is the one that does the healing. Through me, God heals you. Through me, God blesses you. His name is Jesus. And as he is, so am I in this world. And therefore, I cannot lie and say I don't know the Lord and God don't use me, because he's definitely doing it, because people get healed. How did I know? Man can hardly walk, come up in service, barely can get inside church service and run inside church service. Oh, it can take 5 steps and it can hardly breathe. People with oxygen machines getting healed. Oh, come on, y'all. 1-866-922-4434. You're about to go to the Get More. Amen. And is it Timothy? We're going to go to, what was it, 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy. Read 2 Timothy, starting at this 17, 18 verse. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. That was the right one, didn't I call that? Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter.
Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preacher might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
Paul said, I was delivered. Mm-hmm. We just came out of 34:19 of the book of Psalms. Mm-hmm. That many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all. Read verse 18, what that says.
And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work.
From out of every evil work. God is going to deliver me out of every evil work. Read on.
And will preserve me until his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever.
And he's going to keep me until it's time to go home. Yeah, my mother used to make preserve. Yeah. We was too poor to afford those little cap ceiling locks. So what she did, she'll make her preserves some type of way that would preserve it, but she would put a seal around. She would take a string and tie it around and real, real tight. She put something else up under there to keep air from getting inside of it. And I said, what's that for? She says, preserving it. It'll keep it. And we ate preserves that we had for months. We used to have preserves for years. It's been put on, it's called shelf life. How long is it going to keep before it spoils, before it go bad? Well, this seal of promise, the first chapter of Ephesians, called the Holy Ghost, the seal of promise, that will seal us until the time of the Lord, until God come back here. That's why Jesus in the 20th chapter of St. John, breathed on us and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And in the 7th chapter of Revelation, the angel with a rainbow across his head came down and he sealed them in their foreheads. As he sealed them, amen, representing the anointing of God, the Holy Ghost. Jesus has sealed John the Baptist, said in about the 3rd chapter of St. John, said that him have God sealed. Yes. Other words, have given him authority. When God seals you, you have authority. You are preserved until the day that God called you home.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, you are. And that seal of approval is the Holy Ghost. We find in the 10th chapter of Acts where Peter got there, amen, started preaching the word of God to Cornelius, an Italian band. And as he started talking about Jesus, how God anointed him with Holy Ghost and power to go about delivering all those that was oppressed by the devil. You find that in verse 38. As he went there, I know he was healed and delivered. Peter began to talk about the testimony and talked about, amen, the power of God. And while he was talking, the power of God came down upon Cornelius and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible saying they began to talk in other tongues. Yes. Now Peter understood that Jesus baptized with fire, but John the Baptist baptized with water. And he didn't understand what was going on, but he know he asked him to explain to do when he got back to his brother. He had to get back to his brethren and tell them about he went to the Gentiles, what was against the law to go to. Just like you got Baptists and Lutheran and Methodists and you're scared to go to them because your church, I want you to fellowship with them. Your church, I want you to fellowship with a Catholic. No, you don't go up there hanging around with people that deny the power of God. And it's not calling them no occult. I'm not calling no Baptist no occult, or the Catholic summon a cult, or the Methodist a cult. I'm not calling them that. I'm talking about those that go up on those religious titles. It's when you go there and begin to tell them about the power of God, the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And when you start going, start talking to them, and the power of God come on, their lives are going to change. But see, we sit up in our own little corner and think that we're the only one right. When God told us, go to the hedges and the highways and compel the people to come. The power of God right now is on me to bless you with the word of God to bring healing. Well, anyway, as Peter got there and went back to his people and started talking to them in the 11th chapter of the book of Acts, he said that, who am I to withstand God? After I saw the Holy Ghost come upon them Italians as it came upon us in the beginning. Well, that same power is that came on Peter and them back in the days old is happening right now in 2017 on this 12th day, amen, of July, and also on the 13th day of July and the 14th day of July 2017. And that ain't no lie. The power of God is still coming down, and God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Look out, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, hoodoo doctor. Who do you think you're messing with? You can't stack up against God. Amen. Nothing you can do is hard to kick against the prince. The anointing of God is flowing right now. I see a Agnes. I see a Virginia. I see a Rachel. And God's touching you right now by the power of God as I speak these words. That spirit of witchcraft has gone out of your house. God's touching a Cedric right now. God's touching a Jeffrey right now. God's touching a Craig. And it sounds strange, but I see a Craig and a Greg. God's touching you this very moment as I speak these words. And doors open up. There's somebody facing divorces right now. Somebody facing a very severe lawsuit. And God's going to bring it to your favor. Amen. Praise God. And don't get there and start saying that, well, I ain't going to do them like they did me. God is turning the tables. God's reversing that curse that the devil has been trying to bring to you. Because you once was last, and now you are first. Somebody named Sandra is being touched. God's healing somebody of hepatitis C. Someone's being healed of hepatitis C, B, and A. I'm serious. Start from the bottom to the top. That's a hepatitis A, that's a hepatitis B, and that's a hepatitis C. And God's healing you. They're going to find out. They're going to come and say, well, it's B. Somebody's going to say, it's A. And then someone's going to come say, you ain't got none of it. Watch. That's a number to call. You hear this number? 1-866-922-4434. If you got to get somebody to drive you to church out there in Meridian, Mississippi, there, amen, on 1717 45th Avenue, you need to get yourself out there, praise God, because God is healing and doing miracles. And you can call this number, 1-866-922-4434. Right now, don't let me go off this air, amen, you don't call. Or even when I go up there, call that toll-free prayer line number because it's toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days out of a year. Jesus does not change. He's God. He does not change. Third chapter of Malachi. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. And because I didn't call your name, don't mean that God don't have your name. And God don't know you right now. He's healing. He's delivering. I don't care what you're suffering with, give me a call. 1-866-922-4434. If you're straight away from God, just say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I want to come back home. Make me to be the creature you have called me to be. Help me to be the child of God. I'm tired of doing things my way. Come on in, Jesus. Come in. I'm Dr. G.J. Strait. 1-866-922-4434. You're welcome to go to the Get More. You're live on the radio. God bless you.